Hi, Glowers! Welcome back to the Vitamin Glow Podcast.
I'm your girl, Haley.
And I'm your girl, Katie. And this time we are back with another episode. And we're going to be talking about
finding inspiration.
Yes, finding inspiration. But before we talk about how we find inspiration during this time, let's recap our challenge from last week. So that was your experience. Do you remember what our challenge was?
I almost forgot.
Our challenge from last week was to continue our workout, which I was doing yoga and Haley was doing PT, so lots of running and weights, and we decided to exchange our workout routines. So I was supposed to go on a run with my dog and Haley was supposed to do yoga. How was that experience for you, Haley?
When I stress before starting my gym session, like weights, I try to stretch in a way when I do yoga, like a yoga. My stretch is like a yoga.
Yoga time.
I combine, like, because I used to do yoga like for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I know like how to stretch before I do yoga, when I do yoga stuff. So I mix everything when I do yoga, when I do Pilates. So yeah, and when I stretch my body, I try to listen more like calm music, moody music.
Do you have a song recommendation for when you do the stretches? It's not like WAP by Cardi B.
Yeah, WAP, not WAP. I don't have any recommendation. I'm just like, it depends on my mood. When I want to stretch really harsh, I might listen to like rap music. Not most of the time, I'm really like listening more like
instrumental, maybe, or
with
nature-y sound.
Not the pop music, but pop music, but really like moody.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, for me, I did. Well, I couldn't really go on a run because my dog is still training with a leash. But we did go on like brief sprints and we walked every day.
Oh.
Every day, which was exhausting for me.
After you finished after your work.
Yeah. Oh. So it was really late. Like I would be done by like 10:30, 11-ish.
It must be really cold.
Oh, it was very cold. I got home like really late and I was just like, I don't want to go outside.
Yeah.
But I knew that I need to get my dog out because he's been home for so long. Mm-hmm. And also I made, you know, the promise to work out. So I went out every day and it's been actually really good because when I first go out, I'm like freezing. Like, I regret doing this. What am I doing? But then when I come back, I feel so much better and I'm not cold because I've been like, you know, walking out for almost an hour. So I'm kind of like used to the...
An hour after finishing your work? Like 10:30 or 10?
Yeah, I walk for like almost an hour. If I'm really tired, I'll do like 30 to 45 minutes.
Wow.
But that's... If I go out right away, like, you know, after I change, and if I head out, then I can do like an hour. But if I'm like on my phone for 20 minutes, then I'm like, oh, used up some of my hours. Mm-hmm. So I'll just do it for like half an hour or 45 minutes.
Wow.
But it's been good. Also, like, having a dog, it kind of sucks because I can't, like, run for a long time since my dog, he's still training. But it's nice because I get to talk to strangers. Because one thing that I really missed about living in Cali is talking to strangers. Mm-hmm. Okay, not, like, random, like, scary strangers, but, like, you know, if you're running or if you're at a cafe. Mm-hmm. I really like talking to just random people and stuff, but I felt like I can't really do that in Korea because it's not really like the norm. Mm-hmm. So you'll just stand out as some like weird person, you know? But I got to talk to a lot of like random people because they would just come up to me and be like, your dog's so cute. Mm-hmm. Or like there'll be other dog owners and they'll come up to me and be like, hey, like, what kind of dog is this? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, it's so nice talking to other humans outside of work. So that was like the pro of it. Mm-hmm. And the bad thing was that when I came home, it was like so late after the walking part, after walking the dog, that I ended up sleeping really late every day. Mm. So I was really tired during work. But it was worth it because it's just nice to first, you know, get fresh air and mm-hmm. also to walk my dog. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think it's been still a good experience. Yeah. I just have to wash really quickly after I come back so I can go to bed right away.
Oh. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Good. It's good. But wow, I didn't know that exercise was such a commitment mm-hmm. with a full-time job, doing it every day, because mm-hmm. I don't have time for myself afterwards. Yeah, so that's like the bad part. But like, I guess you just can't have it all. And this yeah. time of the season, I just have to prioritize that. Mm-hmm. And so my goal is to try to sleep right away so that I can wake up early and do like other productive things in the morning. Mm-hmm. So that in the evening I can, you know, walk / run with my dog. But yeah, running / walking for like almost an hour has been like a really, really refreshing experience. Mm-hmm. I think it's also good to keep my mind off of all the things that's going on during the day.
Do you listen to your music or while you're working?
Not at the beginning. I didn't listen to any music because mm-hmm. I was paying attention to my dog. Mm-hmm. But towards the end of the week, I thought, you know, why don't I listen to some music? So I'll take one AirPod mm-hmm. and then the other one will be like just free.
Yeah.
And I'll like try to listen to my music while mm-hmm. I'm running. But yeah, it's been good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, but when I'm running, I really enjoy listening to like pop music or uh-huh. rap, some kind of like heavy beat, you know, that will give me energy to like walk. Run and mm-hmm. walk for a long time.
Mm.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, because like when I walk, you know, in Korea they have like public like workout areas.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I am keeping my distance with people, but I'll walk to a certain point, and mm-hmm. then if there's a workout little like recreational area, I'll go and like do some exercises. Only one or two. Like I'll mm-hmm. either do like the squat one. There's like a oh. weight thing where you put on your shoulders and yeah. then you like go up.
Wow.
Because I have no booty, so I thought, you know, I should do that. And then there's this like roller thing where you put your like leg and you can like massage your leg. Kind of. Those are probably the only two things that I use, and then I walk back. But, yeah, I've been doing that, and a lot of people will come up and be like, your tummy's so cute, you know.
So what were the corona doing when you do, like, booty workout?
I just, like, hold him on the leash and then, like, do it. And if he's too, like, fidgety and stuff, I'll put him in my bag. And then put him behind me, and then I'll, like, do the workout. I'll toss in some treats in the bag, and he's, like, busy. Like,
oh, my God, that's what made you look cute.
Yeah, so... It's like hard. It's like having a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I found another workout that I recently tried. It's the, because I feel like I don't have a lot of, like, strength in my hips.
Mm-mm-mm.
But there's, like, the thing where you sit on it and then you, like, push your leg in and out. Mm-hmm. And it helps build muscles in, like, the inner thigh.
Yeah.
But I think that's also been helping me with, like, my posture. Because I'm building more muscles uh-huh. and stuff. And then I come home and I, like, stretch and then... and then go to bed.
Mm.
But yeah, it's been a good challenge.
That was really productive. Yeah. Really productive after working out on that work.
Yeah.
Wow.
It just sucks because I want to like do other things, uh-huh. you know, but I just can't. So I've been watching this YouTube video. This is kind of a side rant of this girl that wakes up at 4:30 every day. And she's been doing it for like many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like crazy how she does it. But I want to be like that. So then when I wake up, I can like get all my work done. And then in the evening, I can run and then be done. But I cannot wake up early.
All right. Now we can move on to...
I'm kind of excited to hear about your ways of finding inspiration. Mm-hmm. Because we've talked about this like on the side. Mm-hmm. But like it's really hard to find inspiration within the people and the community around us, especially these days because of the pandemic mm-hmm. and everything. People are isolated. Some people are quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
We go out less. Mm-hmm. I know in Korea it's a little bit more less restricted than other countries, but still I feel mm-hmm. like personally for me, I haven't been meeting as many friends, and especially in big groups, it would mm-hmm. be like maybe one to one, and like that would be like once a month or once every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel less motivated.
Yeah,
and
same.
Like, it's good to be, like, it's good to have time by ourselves, but, you know, when I'm spending too much time by myself, I think it gets very dark sometimes, mm-hmm. and I don't really know how to, like, push myself. So I want to hear about your story, because I feel like, I mean, I'm sure you're going through, like, similar things, mm-hmm. but I feel like you're very consistent, though, yeah. with all the things that you do.
Because I'm a freelancer and working by myself, it's so hard to be motivated.
Yeah.
Since the pandemic, I became more, like, isolated. I was a person who don't like meeting a lot of friends,
yeah.
like, very often. And I became more, like, less than that
mm-hmm.
because of pandemics. So
you spent a lot of time by yeah, yourself.
And I love it. And I feel like I love too much of being alone, spending time by myself. But and I feel like I'm more in a like trap in a comfort zone.
Because
mm-hmm. if you like being alone is really comfortable. It doesn't like challenge you or give you a new sight in mm-hmm. your life. You're just being comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But
like there's nothing wrong with being mm-hmm. comfortable by yourself. Mm-hmm. Like that's really important. But when mm-hmm. it gets too comfortable yeah. where you don't start reaching out to anyone, mm-hmm. like
as I'm working alone, I just realized I needed someone to work with. So I recently posted on my IG story that I'm looking for someone who can work with mm-hmm. for content creations. So I actually had a Zoom meeting this morning with a girl I found emailed me. She studies economics and also she says she's passionate about sharing stories and she likes writing. When she reached out to me, she explained she believes the power of education, which I mm-hmm. strongly believe. And I feel like I need more new insight mm-hmm. in my channel. I always write script by myself and I feel like I needed someone.
Yeah.
And English is not my first language. So I mm-hmm. always feel like, does it sound natural or does it sound not natural? So I think after finishing a call with her, I felt really inspired because mm-hmm. we both have same passion.
Yeah.
And then I reached out to her because I wanted to make a video about makeup beginners, how to mm-hmm. How to approach the makeup in the first place. And this is a video for more like teenagers or young generation. And I wanted to bring content to make them in the right path.
Yeah.
When it comes to makeup or just life in general. So I think the girl I call and I have the same passion about that. So we both really like share inspiration. Like
mm-hmm.
we also talk about like TED Talks and books we read.
Yeah.
She's been reading about the book Founder of Headspace.
Mm-hmm.
And I also talk about the book I'm reading about, which was Patagonia. So yeah. we have like same interests like you and me. So I really, really felt inspired even though we call in Zoom.
Yeah.
Not in person. So I think connecting with people who have the same interest is a really good way to
find inspiration. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I completely agree. Yeah. And like even just hearing it, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. That's so interesting. Because like, yes, meeting people would be ideal to mm-hmm. talk about these things. But especially with the situation that we're in, mm-hmm. like even just having a talk with a friend that, mm-hmm. you know, has similar values as you and that can encourage you yeah. in like your areas of interest. Like, I think that's a huge motivation and inspiration to keep doing what mm-hmm. you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really nice that you were able to find like another friend.
Yeah. It's really good. I feel like, because I've been thinking, I used to think that, oh, I can do it all by myself, but now I feel like I can't. Mm-hmm. I need someone to help me.
Yeah. No, it's, I always think that, yes, it's really good to be able to do things on your own,
mm-hmm.
but it's also really important to have a team of people that yeah. you can rely on mm-hmm. and work together, because when you have great synergy with those people,
mm-hmm.
you can probably create something even greater
mm-hmm.
because it's more than, you know, just one perspective. You're mm-hmm. going to get many different perspectives and mm-hmm. that, you know, that is what creates
yeah.
great products and services and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm glad that you were able to find someone yeah. and realize that. I think it's really important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think finding a people with the same value is very important.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Mm-hmm. And it's so hard to find those kind of people.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, I think the environment that you put yourself in and the community that you surround yourself with has a huge factor
mm-hmm.
in, like, how you live your life. And, yeah, where I am, too, I feel like I like my job,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure if this is something I want to keep doing for, like, ever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I always want to find different types of inspiration, and I want to learn new things, but it's been really hard to do it on my own. And I'm always trying to look for other people in this field or other field. But it hasn't been very easy, if I'm being real.
Mm.
And if I do meet someone like that is inspirational, they'll be here on a very short term and they'll leave, or they're like just really busy. And
mm-hmm.
so not a lot of things have like gone through very fluidly. But I'm always looking for like other people that are very passionate about what they do outside of their job, or whether that's part of their job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad that I found, you know, you, and like we're able to connect work-wise and just self-care, self-development-wise, because it's rare to find people with that kind of interest.
Yeah, very, very rare. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me talk about my experience in part two. We'll take a quick break. Yay. And we'll be right back.
Ta-ding.
We are back with part two, and I'm going to be talking about my experience with finding inspiration while working in Korea and what I've been doing to deal with this. So let's get started. In the beginning, I was very inspired. All the people that I was surrounded with in college
mm-hmm.
back home. And so I brought all of that energy with me to Korea, and I was like a fully charged battery, like going at it. Like, I was asking all of my new friends that I've met. I haven't even known them for a year. I'm like, do you know anyone that works here? Like, I want to meet them. And I would go grab coffee, and I was ready to succeed. And I went on auditions. I just literally would tell people, like, hey, I like you, like, I want to get your job, like, what can I do? Like, I don't even know how to, like, get direction in Korea, but I, like, just go up to random strangers. I asked my mom if she knows any Korean people that work in Korea, and, like, broadcasting, and I had meetings with them.
Mm.
After work, too. So I was working full-time, because I wasn't able to come here if I didn't have a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, my contract with my parents, was that I had to have a job to come here. So I was working full-time, so it would be, like, after dinner or before I had work. I did all of that, and I was, like, excelling at some point. Like, I was doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I was making progress. I was getting different gigs. I literally went on, like, 4 auditions, like, my first year. And then, as time goes by, I was running out of inspiration because I was not able to find a community of people that really pushed me to, you know, connect and like help me to better myself in my career path. It was a real struggle, and it still is kind of a struggle for me to find someone that I can connect with when it comes to like our interests, or like get advice from, because a lot of it that I've experienced was I felt like I was in competition with people. So that was very hard for me, and I realized that as I relied on myself more and more and didn't have the support. Like, I have great friends, but we just have very different interests when it comes to, like, growing in our career. You know, like, people have different values. We're at an age where a lot of people are getting married. Some of my friends value that more, and there's nothing wrong with that, and I respect them. But I'm at a place where I really want to grow my career. And because I started relying on myself more and more, I got burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually got more demotivated, like, really depressed
mm-hmm.
because I felt like I didn't really have anybody to talk to when it came to, like, my dreams and goals. Because a lot of the times it was like, yeah, like, I have work, but work is work. And, like, I don't really, like, plan on, you know, doing more
mm-hmm.
than just doing this. And that's great, but I couldn't really connect to that. And so not having that proper support was really hard. And the only thing that kept me going was myself. And even today too, I think. But I did find a couple of friends around me that, you know, had goals and stuff. But it was still hard.
Mm.
It just wasn't the same as it used to be when I was back home. And one good thing that happened to me was that a lot of my friends from the States that are Korean American, before the pandemic hit, they would come visit Korea, and I would like eat with them and, you know, chat with them about their career experience and like how they've been doing. And I felt so much more like excited about what I wanted to do because I was around people that were also really passionate, you know, about their job. And they would also be very excited for me for what I want to do, and they would give me like really good advice. But all of them were back in either like New York, SF, you know, or somewhere in the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't get that connection constantly, but that also like made me think about the environment that I was putting myself in. Like, as much as I love living in Korea and stuff, if I feel that I connect with people that are living in back home in New York and like SF, like maybe it's better for me to surround myself in that community during this time where I am seeking growth in my career. And so I've even thought about like moving back really soon. Like last year I thought, okay, I'm gonna go to New York because all of my friends that are working in New York right now, these are the people that I really vibe with, and this is the energy that I need. And so I was thinking about it, but then I got an opportunity to work at the current company that I am in, and so that's why I decided to stay here, and it's been a little over a year. But I'm always thinking about where I'm located also impacts my energy. So I've been thinking a lot about moving and finding communities that I can be inspired by. I mean, everybody's really different in terms of how they receive their energy and inspiration, but I get it through people, and I get it through people that are really passionate about what they do. And there are people like that in Korea, but it's definitely, I think, a lot harder for me to find that kind of connection because, A, like, I didn't go to school here, and I didn't work here for, like, 10 years. So I'm still, like, such a baby, and I still need to make my network and stuff. I think that, yes, it's, like, a great place to live and learn, but personally for me, like, I want to be surrounded by, like, a lot of the friends that I talk to. So that's always something that I struggle with, is, like, how do I find inspiration while I'm here?
Yeah, this was a task for me to be inspired by myself. And I think watching YouTube, like, people who inspire me is also a good way to be inspired. Influencers or bloggers who show their real life.
Yeah.
Like, they might be, like, entrepreneur, or just they have really professional jobs, something like that. I think that kind of stuff also inspired me a lot, too.
Yeah, it's definitely been really inspiring watching YouTube videos, too. I think sometime early this year, I kind of lost touch with watching content on YouTube because I was doing other things. And I think recently I've been having more time for myself. And so I try to find inspiration on my own, but I realized that sometimes I can't do that on my own. So I looked online, and watching YouTube videos have really helped me to kind of push myself to keep trying, because like I realized that everybody is struggling in some way or some sort at some point in their life to find inspiration. When you see other community of creators find inspiration and like work hard, I think that also inspires me and gives me the energy to continue. It doesn't last that long for me, so that's kind of hard to like push myself to be consistently inspired, but it's been, I think, also a great tool, especially during this time of the pandemic.
And also following people like who are inspiring is also a good way on social media, especially.
Yeah.
I like following like beauty brands, like CEO of some beauty brands, entrepreneur, like book writer, something like that who just inspire me.
I think it'd be good if you could share some of your, you know, YouTube books and entrepreneurs, maybe on our social media page. We could share people that we're inspired by, and you guys can also check them out and hopefully feel inspired if you're feeling the same way, if you feel stuck, unmotivated. We're really here to help each other motivate ourselves to be the best version. So I think that would be really great too.
I can give a podcast recommendation now.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Glow Journal. You know that?
Glow Journal.
Yeah. No, it's all about like beauty, but more about the behind the scene of making a beauty brand.
Oh.
So they interview a lot of CEOs of beauty brands. So I recently learned, listened to one of the founder of Newstick. She is a Canadian, but the brand is founded by one mom, two daughters. One of daughters was a teenager when they built the company because they needed an insight like Gen Z's. Yeah. Like they wanted to make a product really...
That's so cool.
For Gen Z, like really young generation. Right, right, so their mom was like, she was... has experienced a lot of experience from working in a beauty brand.
Yeah.
So she wanted to build a like more like young generation's brand. So, and so they three of them like build their brands.
That's so cool.
And then the brand is all about like make beauty easy. So like all the products are stick, and you just we can just sweep and go. Yeah. So it's all about like simplicity. So I really love hearing.
That's so listening cool, their yeah.
stories, so it's so inspiring to listen to that kind of things, and it gave me a new insight on the brands. So when I like introduce the brands, like for example, I recently reviewed like Rare Beauty products. I wanted to give more insight about the brands. So I think it's for me it's so good to listen or read, like about founders or CEOs of beauty brands brand story. Or just, even though if it's not about beauty brands, it's so interesting to listen, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah, I definitely think listening to other people's testimony and experience and their story of building something that they're passionate about is a huge inspiration.
Yeah.
Because you realize on the outside when you see, like, the business and how well it's running, it looks so fluid and, like, so easy. But when you hear the stories, their struggles and, like, their hard work that they put, it inspires you because anything that you want to do requires hard work, and that's why we need inspiration to keep us going. That's a great way to you know, learn and motivate it to do whatever that you're passionate about. So thanks for sharing. I'll definitely check that out.
And also I have a book recommendation.
Ooh, keep sharing. But we have so many. We'll share them on our Instagram page, but you can share your book for this.
Okay, it's a book about the behind the scene of Patagonia. It's called, I heard, we just talk about the book.
Yeah.
Because I talked to her. Anyway, it's called Let People Go Surfing. So it's written by CEO of Patagonia. So it's all about how he create the brand company and how he wants the brands, the company, like, go in the next, like, not only 5 years, like, 100 years,
because very like long-term vision, right?
It's not about sales, it's not about like fast growth unlike other like most of companies. So I think it's so inspiring to see all the his work. He was really kind of like stubborn when it comes to the product quality, and he wanted to make sure like all the process of making the clothes should be in line with his belief and the brand's beliefs. Like most of clothing company or like manufacturer want everything really quick. And in the book, apparently the like most of manufacturer or something didn't really understand what he believed. So he was really headstrong about his beliefs. So I think it makes really huge differences between really like long-term company and just really short-term success company.
Yeah, like I think it's really easy for us to like want something like right away. Like we want success right away. We want fame right away. We want money right away. But the reality of it is that all these people that have the success and have it mm-hmm. all or whatever mm-hmm. that we think, they didn't get it right mm-hmm. away. Like, it took time and it mm-hmm. takes work.
Whether you're an entrepreneur or not, I think it can apply to anywhere. Mm-hmm. I try to apply it on my channel. Yeah. So I wanted to grow really, like, slow, I would say, mm-hmm. and more, like, in a sustainable way.
Yeah.
So for me, it's so good to, like, have a fresh mindset when it comes to content creation and running my channel, because I don't want to do this, like, I don't want to make a really huge, quick success with this channel. I want to just make it last long mm-hmm. with good intention.
It's mm-hmm. really important. Mm-hmm. I think you're doing a good job, so.
Thank you. Yay.
But yay, that's a good talk. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We'll be sharing more of our favorite contents that we find inspiration from on our Instagram channel, so be sure to check us out at Vitamin Glow Official.
And should we do another challenge?
We could do another book exchange. Should we do another book exchange for this challenge?
Yeah, I think you can recommend any book you got inspired or like any videos.
We'll talk about which book we exchanged mm-hmm. in our Instagram page. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to all of you guys. Check us out on our Instagram. I keep saying that, but yeah, all the details will be found below.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye, Glowers!